Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where is that thing hopping all around? What it? Get over here. I said get over here. It's not listening to me. That rabbit's not listening.
Rabbit?
That bad bunny.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you're sleeping today.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're onto my shenanigans.
Mm.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is like, oh, Bad Bunny, man. I'm digging me some Bad Bunny.
Wow.
Yeah.
You thought it was on the buffet.
He asked me, he goes, hey, man, you know carrots are good for you. And I said, I don't know. How's that? And he said, you never saw a Bad Bunny wearing glasses. Did you?
I think he does, though, sometimes. Maybe it's just for fashion.
He really doesn't wear a full bunny outfit, which is exactly what I pictured when I first heard about him. I really did.
They're going to bring
somebody out there in a bunny costume. They have lost their flipping minds. And then I found out, oh, he's like a Trump hater and a United States hater and all that. And then I thought, oh, well, that's appropriate. Isn't that funny that I said, you know, they'd never have a guy dressed up as like a bunny. You know, in a suit.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but an anti-Trump, I hate America guy in the nation's biggest single event of the year,
and an address potentially for part of it.
Oh yeah, no, he's
the bunny suit would be preferred over the dress. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I guess so. So Roger Goodell, he's like, no, it's cool. He goes, in fact. He thinks the Puerto Rican rapper will deliver a uniting performance. He's going to bring people together.
Okay.
I mean, wonder what. How could he bring people together? I mean, if he says anything negative toward the U.S. or Trump, that's not going to unite people.
No, that's pretty divisive there.
And if he says anything good about Trump, that's not going to unite people. So I don't know what. You know, and I don't know his rap songs. You know any of his rap songs, Greg? Just rattle off a couple of lines. Here, I'll do the.
And I don't know Spanish, so.
Man.
Pig Latin.
I gave you like a pub laying down a perfect track for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were.
Wow.
I need to wipe off my glasses, but yeah, you were.
Most of it's going into my hand, I think.
Yeah,
hopefully. Who? Yeah. No. Anyway, so there's a blowback toward this whole thing, of course. No normal people want to see this bizarre idiot up there on stage during halftime. I mean, we're the United States of America. This is the NFL. Are you telling me this is the best we can do when all eyes of the world are going to be upon us?
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to be tuning in because it is the Super Bowl, and even if it's not big in different countries,
right.
It is still a huge worldwide event.
America.
It's America.
Well, but maybe not so much.
I mean, when you put out your best entertainment, hey, this is what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No.
He said it's carefully thought through, Goodell said, while defending the league's decision. I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where you didn't have some blowback. Oh, it, really? Is that going to be your way out? This guy makes a ton of money. And he can't even put any work into coming up with a better excuse than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, every time we book somebody, we get blowback. Yeah, you're going to get blowback to people that are either not fans or wanted somebody else. But that's different than this. Mm. Nobody wants this guy. Nobody wants this guy. There are people that do want to see him?
Well, he's successful for a reason.
Oh.
Just we don't like him, but a lot of people do. But, you know.
Anybody you know?
Well, I'm sure there's some people with bad judgment.
That's the problem with having a lot of friends, Greg. Mm-hmm. Can't keep track of all of them.
Some of them are really stupid.
Yeah. And you know, don't know who you are.
But I'm not naming names.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyway. He said he is one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. Is he really that big?
Yeah, he's pretty good size, yeah.
Really?
He's up there.
Okay.
I mean, they had him like as an opening act, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, something like that. So Jay-Z's had him, you know, kind of working up to this at some point.
And why is Jay-Z in charge of picking the entertainment for the NFL?
I don't know why they thought his company would be best. I mean, you're going to get an obvious slant
you
there.
Think?
Yeah, just a little bit. I doubt he ever booked George Strait.
Now, there you go. Now, that'd be a great performer to have.
Oh, he's amazing.
Hank Jr., he's done stuff with the NFL.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Huh. Anyway. Now, is there a show that is like The Voice, but it's called The Rapper?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So popular music makes a popular show. Why don't they have more popular music, a more popular music entertainer than rap? That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have a rap show, like a competitive rap show.
No,
you know why?
It would be in one of those shows. There's not an exclusive rap version.
Has there been a rapper?
I don't know. I'm sure. You look at current adult contemporary, it's all urban and some rap influenced. So much of it.
Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Radio's really gone down.
Oh, yeah, pretty much, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, once I left music radio, that was the end of music radio. Then I came to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Rush leaves this planet a little too early. Now I've got to carry it.
No, I know.
Here to carry it all.
The struggle is real, Bob.
Look, I'm with Trump on this one. He says, I don't know who he is. I don't know why they're doing this. It's crazy, Trump said in an interview with Newsmax. And then they blame it on some promoter they hired to pick up entertainment. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Homeland Security boss Kristi Noem was less charitable to the league when podcast host Benny Johnson asked her thoughts on the NFL selecting a performer who's anti-ICE and expressed fear of touring in the U.S. due to immigration enforcement from the department she oversees. She confirmed that ICE will be all over the Super Bowl. And as for the NFL, Noem said, they suck and they're weak. Wow.
So subtle.
Kristi Noem.
She's not a wallflower. Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Apparently not. All right. So, yeah, now I have another story. It's really just about the same thing. Repeat. And have they mentioned any other additional act? Is it just going to be all bunny, wall to wall bunny?
Well, you know, they replicate really quickly. They'll be all over the place.
There's more than one bad bunny. Can they have a good bunny? Like Peter Cottontail, can he come out and do, you know, a couple of things?
What's up with that?
What about the greatest bunny of all time in terms of entertainment?
Yes.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
I don't know if he sings much, though. I don't know. I mean, he probably has a little bit.
What's up, Doc? I'm tired. I'm going to go take a nap. But when I come back.
Yes. Boy, will you be fired up.
We've got things that make you smile about 30 minutes away. Let's see if you can put a little extra effort into that, my peeps. All right, things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking about your positive, upbeat thoughts. We've got more headlines, more things that'll irritate you. Yeah, it's all coming up. And good stuff, too. Of course, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 921. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. So the Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right, one of your top stories, day 23, the government is still shut down. President Trump using all the tools in his toolbox to try to get Vladimir Putin to come to the negotiating table. This time it is strengthening and raising sanctions on Russian oil even higher. So we'll see if that does any good. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton, Senate Republican Conference Chair and senior member of the Armed Services Committee, called on the Department of Homeland Security to audit every visa approved under the Biden administration for applicants from high-risk countries, warning that Biden's vetting policy allowed dangerous individuals tied to terrorist groups to enter the U.S., in a letter said Wednesday to Kristi Noem, Cotton urged a full review of all visas granted since 2021 from what he called high-risk regions. Following the indictment of Mahmoud Amin al-Mutadi, the 23-year-old Gazan national living in Louisiana, accused of taking part in the October 7th Hamas-led massacre in southern Israel before entering the U.S. on a fraudulent visa. Cotton wrote in a letter on that case, highlighted the extreme danger posed by the previous administration's policies, and it referenced Justice Department filings that identify al-Mutadi as a Hamas operative tied to the assault. And they detailed how he applied for a visa through the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, falsely denying his paramilitary training and terrorist affiliations. Despite blatant evidence of these activities on his social media, the Biden administration approved his application, granting him legal permanent resident status and entry into the U.S.
Well, Bob, how many are actually honest about their previous terrorist tendencies, I wonder?
Well,
is there a line for that on the application?
I think here's what my belief is, and call me crazy, but I think that generally your honest, decent people are probably going to be fairly honest and decent on their application.
That makes sense.
And I think that those who, you know, are willing to maim and kill for some sort of an agenda are highly likely not to reveal the fact that they are likely to kill.
So if you don't mind blowing up people, lying's probably a pretty minor infraction.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Just trying to get the scale going here. Just trying to get it.
Apparently, the Biden folks didn't quite understand that kind of scale.
Wow.
Yeah. A letter stated that the vetting process overlooked easily accessible evidence of his terrorist ties. I mean, look, you're coming from a high-risk country. You're a military-aged male. That's already two flags.
Yeah.
So that would, to me, automatically require a much greater deal of scrutiny than anyone else.
Amazing.
Coming from, say, a friendly nation who is, you know, very young or very old or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't have a lot of seniors from, say, Canada coming in to blow us up or anything.
No.
Not lately, no.
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 Well, that's because they
know. Before profiling, you know.
They know if the attack comes that we'll preempt that with our attack of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about that, didn't we?
And then we'd just take them as the 51st state or something.
I mean, I don't think we talked about it. I think it was like a movie. Anyway, the Tom Cotton, the Arkansas senator, warned that the incident underscores a broader failure of the system. Yeah, no doubt about it. And he's, you know, he concluded with a blunt warning. The safety of Arkansasans, what do you call them? Arkansonians?
Arkansans?
That's what he has.
Okay.
Arkansans.
Yeah.
Huh. And all Americans. It depends on reversing the damage done by Biden's open border policy. Yeah, no kidding. So are they going to be, wow, how time consuming is that? And then once you go through the vetting process again and you say, okay, well, clearly we missed the boat on, say, these 1,200 people. Then you got to go out and you got to try to find them. Then you got to try to capture them, and you got to try to do it in a way where you can keep your ICE agents safe during the entire process. It's crazy. Look, the Biden folks knew what they were doing when they were doing this, and I don't know if any of these people who were let in here because they made the rules so lax. Those, they should be held accountable, those in the administration that allowed for this to occur. I mean, if they do damage to Americans and America, and you had a hand in that, allowing them to come here, then, you know, there should be a price to pay for that. All right. Up in New York.
Yeah.
What are these people thinking in New York? They're going to really elect this Mom Donnie guy? Got pretty heated last night in the debate, I guess. But, I mean, does that really matter? Is it going to have enough of effect to push Cuomo past him? Can you imagine? Mm. Cuomo's the good guy. Wow.
Well, who thought you would ever even say that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all relatively speaking. I get it.
Well, but I mean, Curtis Sliwa, I would vote for him.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know everything about him. I know he hadn't been perfect. I know he likes to get a little bit of attention. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a politician, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But this Mamdani guy, I mean,
he's bad news.
There's a long list of reasons why you do not want him to be mayor of New York. 650 rabbis signed a letter opposing Mamdani. And they get fairly specific on some of this stuff. I'll share some of that with you. And we'll also get ready for things that make you smile. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, though, it is 9:27, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Absolutely gorgeous day. You gotta love it. This is why we live in North Central Florida. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36 and Bikers on Parade. Yeah, it's getting to be that time of year again, isn't it already? Veterans Day is right around the corner, and this is as close as we can get the event. So Saturday, November 8th, Bikers on Parade on the road again. Love to have you participate in this. Put together by American Hometown Veteran Assist, a 501c3 that, well, they assist veterans. So this is going to be a big event. I want you to get involved if at all possible. You can just Google Bikers on Parade 2025 to get more information on it. But it is coming up Saturday, November 8th. So mark that one on your calendar. And it's going to be a fun ride through the countryside to Suwanee County Fairgrounds. So yeah, a little different. They got another group coming down from Tallahassee. So two groups of bikers for a good cause. Could be a little bit of a cause for a mild celebration.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it. All right. An illegal alien child rapist, turns out, received thousands in taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits.
Bob, I hate to interrupt, but Chuck Schumer says these people don't get $1 of...
Not one penny.
No, nothing. So.
But they do.
Oh.
And this is case in point.
Okay.
Democrats in the establishment media, of course, they claim that illegal aliens cannot receive such health care benefits.
See?
They cannot. Since they cannot, They certainly are not. I guess that's their theory, but they certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. United States Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services Jim O'Neill on Wednesday posted the case of 38-year-old illegal alien Jose Trinidad Areola Ortega of Mexico, who was convicted of raping a young child in Kentucky. Despite the conviction, Areola Ortega was able to secure nearly $7,300 in taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits. So real live American citizens that, you know, are following the law, they might not have enough money for Medicaid, but guess what? This guy, Areola Ortega, he gets it. And he's convicted. Convicted child sex offender. Democrats are demanding continued funding for Areola Ortega's Medicaid as a condition for reopening the government and paying the hardworking public servants at my department. Areola Ortega was arrested in Jessamine County, Kentucky, in June of this year by ICE agents after having been convicted of child rape. The Democrats want to force American workers to pay for free health care for criminal illegal aliens, including murderers and rapists. To get their way, they're making scientists and others at my department work without pay by shutting down the government. Earlier this month, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries claimed that illegal aliens had no way of securing taxpayer-funded health care benefits like Medicaid. False. It's absolutely false, and they are getting it. And this is just one case, one example, and a child rapist, nonetheless.
Wow.
Those Democrats have to feel pretty good about themselves about now, huh?
You wonder why they don't acknowledge all this stuff. I mean, they allow it, they support it, and... But they're supposed to be for Americans because they represent us.
I guess some of them feel like they're so far invested in Trump hate and so invested in, you know, the lefty policies that they, I don't know, they feel like they're in a hole and the only thing they can do is just, I guess, keep...
Stick to their guns on it? I guess you're right.
What a
sad place to be.
Let me reach out. Lefties... Leave the darkness behind. Come to the light. Come to the good. Mm-hmm. Come to the righteous. Come this way. We will help you. We will guide you. Okay? So there, at least I made my appeal.
Yes.
The government of leftist Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney dropped tariffs on American and Chinese imports of steel and aluminum. This was just reported Monday, latest string of measures favorable to American commerce in the country. Carney's Liberal Party won the general election in the country in April on a promise to aggressively confront President Donald Trump's tariff policy, which the American leader intended to use to renegotiate the trade relationships America's built with its economic partners. Now, Canada was largely exempt from Trump's tariffs due to its participation in the USMCA trade agreement. But that did not stop Carney from declaring that Canada would end its longstanding friendly ties to America and decisively force Trump to drop tariffs. So we were going to let the status quo go. But no, it appears that Prime Minister Carney... wanted to, you know, make an issue out of it. Far from any sort of confrontation, though, Carney has enjoyed a jovial and friendly relationship with Trump, at least so far. He's also not taken any substantive matters or measures to sever U.S.-Canadian ties and has slowly lifted the few retaliatory trade moves he and predecessor Justin Trudeau had taken to counter Trump. According to Reuters, the Carney administration lifted steel and aluminum tariffs on American and Canadian goods that had initially been intended as a response to American tariffs on the same Canadian products. The official order lifting the tariffs was reported dated October 15 and issued via the Canadian Ministry of Finance. So That's a good thing. All right. Canada drops its tariffs. Canada is a great trading partner. Canada needs us more than we need them, but you don't have to necessarily, hopefully, come to the table with that kind of attitude, although Trump has actually said it out loud. But yeah, work together. There's so many, you know, bad players in the world today that those of us who are pretty close in alignment really do need to stick together. So the January 6th thing was back in 2021 already. It's just time is flying, right? So what'll that? That'll be 5 years coming up in January.
Does that seem possible?
Hardly. It doesn't.
It has
no.
flown, yeah.
Well, you know, why did it take so long for the FBI to put out new surveillance video that apparently they've had that covers this guy who allegedly placed bombs by the RNC and the DNC and by those offices in D.C. on the night before the January 6th event?
That part of the story just disappeared.
It really did. Yeah, I get it that those bombs never exploded. That's an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. But you still need to find out who was behind it. They have some enhanced video. They've got more video that people can check out. Because if you think there's a possibility that you might know this person, that reward is on the table. Still, they renewed a $500,000 reward.
For 500 grand, I'll find somebody who looks like that dude. Turn him in.
Don't turn me in because it has to lead to an arrest and
conviction.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. You're safe.
But if you think you know, if you have any information, really.
Well, it sounds like you mentioned the distinctive tennis shoes. Now, while there might not be just one pair of them, the fact that at that time frame, somebody that size wearing those tennis shoes, somebody knows them.
5'7", wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, black gloves, and distinctive Nike Air Max Speed turf shoes with a yellow logo, while carrying the explosive devices in a backpack and covering their face with a mask. Apparently, the suspect was seen walking through Capitol Hill neighborhoods between 7:34 p.m. and 8:18 p.m., first appearing near First Street and North Carolina Avenue Southeast, before stopping briefly on South Capitol Street to set down a backpack believed to contain one of the bombs. Surveillance footage released by the FBI shows the suspect walking through that area and carrying the backpack. Individual later sat on a bench outside the DNC headquarters, where video shows first explosive devices being placed around 7:54 p.m. The suspect is seen walking outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters moments before placing one of two pipe bombs discovered near party offices. The suspect then continued toward the RNC headquarters, where the second device was planted at approximately 8:16 p.m. before vanishing from view just moments later. Now, in January, the FBI renewed its focus on the unsolved case by releasing new video footage of the suspect. And in May, Deputy Director Dan Bongino told Fox and Friends he was pretty confident the agency was closing in on suspects.
Ooh.
So
that's good.
That's a good sign.
Wow, an FBI director doing his job? Come on. What?
Deputy director.
Yeah, right. We're not used to that, though, you know, lately.
No, not under the Biden administration. No. We weren't. That's for sure. My goodness. Hey, it is, 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. Call in with upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing, and don't be shy. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Oh, the weather's making me smile. Gorgeous day in paradise. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Captain Nate, what's making you smile?
Bob, I got to tell you, it's deer season up in Kentucky. I'm on my way up there with my best friend, but that's making me smile. And the fact that you guys are fighting a good fight out there, keeping us informed, always makes me smile. I'm a boat captain from Ocala, but I spend a lot of time in the Virgin Islands, and I listen to you guys on the Odyssey app. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, appreciate it. And look, I don't mean to brag, but I got the first deer of the year.
Oh,
of course, it was under the bumper of my car.
And deer sausage would make us happy, just saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. let's go to Road King. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. We were riding to Daytona for Bike Fest, and I just want to thank all law enforcement for keeping the roads safe, and I want to thank all my biker buddies for tapping their helmets and letting me know where they was.
Yeah, that's true. Helping each other out on that one. Yeah. Although I did get a parking ticket. I already paid it, though, so it doesn't... I'm over it now. Let's go to... good morning, Tim. What's making you smile?
Well, I'll tell you what. The weather this morning was amazing. I got out to Piscataquis Trail, and I walked out to the lake, saw the sunrise, and I got to see the University of Florida rowing team out there. It was gorgeous.
Right on. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Japanese and U.S. researchers have developed a groundbreaking treatment for people who can't breathe through their lungs by delivering oxygen, well, where the sun doesn't shine. First human clinical trial testing, the so-called butt-breathing technique. I'm not making this up. A safe, well-tolerated way of getting one step closer to becoming a real lifesaver. And it comes from scientists studying a special fish where the air moves through their digestive tract. So this thing could be a reality. Butt-breathing could save your life. And by the way, that smell, that wasn't me. That was the smoking gun. And no wonder you have bad breath. That's the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Safe, deep breathing. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.